our guest, Brandon Martinez, the author of Grand Deceptions, Zionist Intrigue in the 20th and 21st Centuries. His website is alt-right.com. The one thing, too, about the immigration of so many people is that one must question why so many of the immigrants, and I only experience what is going on in our country, but so many of them come into the country and commit crimes and seek sanctuary and use up assets and resources that the local communities are obligated to pay for, and they commit repetitive crimes, killings, rapes, all kinds of things, and then you have certain places, cities, that say, oh, this is okay, they can stay here because they're poor, but what gives them the right or the feeling that they could come into America or wherever they're going and commit crimes and rapes against the local citizens? And that is what is happening. What kind of an education, and we touched on this a little bit earlier, but where is their mentality coming from that they feel they can come in and do these things, just as the Soviets or the Russians, yeah, the Soviets, did when they went into Germany and were raping and pillaging and torturing females? Where'd they come off with this idea that that's okay?
Well, perhaps in their cultures, this kind of thing is okay, because if you look at places like the Congo and Uganda and other backwards countries in Africa that are plagued by civil wars, the rape rate in those countries is astronomical. Like, I think something like 8 out of 10 women have been raped or something in these places. And so this is kind of part of their culture. And so, you know, we should obviously take that into consideration when we're talking about immigration. And the fact is that these people they're being pampered. And of course, they're coming in here into white countries because they know that there are free handouts waiting for them, and they are assured this by these globalist organizations who tell them this. These groups almost go and handpick these people like they're picking fruit in a farm. Like they go to these places and they say, come with us, we will give you a house, free education, and you can have all the white women you want. And they, of course, show up in waiting for all of this free stuff. And they, of course, their only thought is, how can I get all of this free stuff for myself? How can I get more of my own people into the country so that we can form an ethnic bloc? And that's really what it is. It's just a racial scam by these groups. And they are taking advantage of the weakness of whites, the fact that whites have been guilt-tripped into hating themselves and to not being able to express any kind of solidarity or rejection of others, because they're told that if you're white and you seek to restrict immigration, well, you're an evil Nazi, right? So this is how they've done it. They've guilt-tripped whites to hate themselves and to eschew any kind of solidarity with their own people. They've encouraged these other racial groups to come in who have extreme ethnocentric tendencies and only stick to their own kind, and they are exploiting this situation as much as they possibly can. And a perfect example of that is in England, there are these grooming gangs of Pakistani men who groom and rape sexually abuse young white girls between the ages of like 10 and 18. And these grooming gangs have been going on for years and years and years. The police have done virtually nothing about it. And it just came out in headlines that the police deliberately decided not to pursue these grooming gangs because they didn't want to be called racist, or they didn't want to have people accusing them of being racist. So this is a perfect example of the institutional privilege of brown people, because these leftists and Marxists always talk about white privilege, right? Well, if there's white privilege, then why is it that the police refuse to prosecute criminals, rapists, because of their skin color, because they are brown? This is a clear example of the racial privilege of brown people, where the law doesn't even apply to them because of their race, because they're minorities, and being a minority is to be privileged. And so we are living in this inverted reality where the Marxists and the leftists attack white people and say they have privilege, but in reality it is the opposite. If you're white, you have no privilege whatsoever, and you can, and a white girl of 13 years old can be raped and molested by Pakistanis, and nothing will be done to stop it or punish those people. And in one article, it said that the police punished the victims of these crimes and told them to shut up. So this is what we're living through. We're living through a situation where whites are becoming totally emasculated, castrated, and are having to suffer the consequences of essentially being a despised ethnic group in their own countries. And we can thank our Jewish friends for instituting all of this.
Wow. When I was in Europe in 1988, I went to France, I went to Spain, went to England, and literally you could go anywhere in the city, and it was perfectly safe. You could hop on a train in Paris and travel throughout the country, and you were safe. You felt safe. And now you cannot do that because of the situation in those countries has changed dramatically since then, where it's unsafe to go into certain neighborhoods. You could no longer, I would never think of getting on a train and just deciding, oh, I think I'm just going to get on this train and see where it takes me. You cannot do that any longer because there are so many unsafe places. And even in this country, in the Chicago area where I live, there are all kinds of, well, crimes on the trains, in the public areas where people are raped in public, or where they're right in public, and they don't seem to be able to catch the criminals or to prosecute them when they do, because they're considered, oh, this person grew up with at such a disadvantage, and we need to be really fair. Well, the victim is the one that suffers, and isn't treated fairly by anyone.
Well, in Chicago, wasn't there a fellow named Juicy Smollett who?
Oh, right. Yes.
Who tried to fake a hate crime where he had some guys beat him up and call him names and so forth, and it comes out that he staged the entire thing. The two guys who attacked him were two black guys that worked on the set of the show that he's on. And it was fake, and he was charged with all kinds of stuff related to a fake hate crime, and then he was released inexplicably, all charges dropped.
Right.
I mean, just another example of the institutional privilege of black people and brown people in America. You can lie through your teeth and fake a hate crime to falsely accuse white people, and there is no consequence because the society is biased entirely, inherently, against white people, right? So how are we to believe these insane lunatics who say that there's such a thing as white privilege? It's the opposite. If you are white, you can be falsely accused of a hate crime and go to prison, based on the word of a black person. And there have been many, many, many hate crimes against whites. There's videos coming out every day, every week, of black people attacking white people in the street, attacking them explicitly for racial reasons, hurling racial slurs at whites. And of course, none of this is reported significantly in the media. It's all covered up. But if it's the reverse situation where a white guy who's a Trump supporter goes and beats up a black guy and calls him the N-word, that would be international news. So how is it that these brown people and all of these minorities are constantly claiming about a biased system against them? No, the system is biased for them. And they are simply lying and saying it's not, and playing the victim card so that they could obtain more privileges, right? It's sort of like the feminist thing where women are given all these quotas and stuff to advance them in various careers, and then they claim they're discriminating. It's like, no, it is the opposite. It's men who are being kicked out of jobs to compensate for women who want those jobs. And it's really part of this, the same kind of process of dislodging the white male from any prominent status in Western society, and supplanting him with other people more amenable to this Jewish system, this Jewish world order that they seek to impose on us.
The other thing that I've noted when you were talking about deposing men is that a lot of the TV commercials present men as the person that is taking care of children. You see the men doing laundry and doing these other things, and I'm thinking, wow, this is so unlike what TV used to be like. And not that I watch a lot of television, but it certainly is instructive if you do watch these things and really see what the message is, where the father is preparing meals and doing the laundry and taking care of the children, and there's no mother involved, and you also see a lot of commercials where they prepare meals to send into your home. Whatever happened to just looking at a recipe book and being creative? It seems like they are taking away or diminishing a person's ability to take care of their own needs and to be creative in their homes and to make decisions. But they are taking over at home, they quote unquote, and encouraging women and men to not seek to better themselves. And of course the classes that people now take at school are not teaching just basic things, how to fix things around the house, how to do things that are very, very simple, sewing on a button or right. something like right. that. Everybody knew how to do that. But now they don't know how to cook. They don't know how to do anything. And I'm thinking, my gosh, they're just diminishing people to the point that they feel like they need help to do everything. And I think right. that's terrible.
Right. What they're promoting is they're trying to cultivate a population that are impotent dregs who have no skills,
right.
who cannot survive without the assistance of technology or of the government. And so this is all about crafting this highly technological society where everyone's just a conformist zombie. I mean, this is the goal of the high-tech revolution and consumerism. It's all geared towards making you so dependent on these corporations and on the government for everything that you're unable to craft out your own future. You're so dependent on the system that you cannot survive without it. I mean, this is why they oppose the survivalist kind of people. They don't teach that anywhere anymore. Basic survival skills are frowned upon. And basically, anything masculine is attacked. Anything rugged, anything that goes back to, being a pioneer, the original Americans who forged this new land, who tamed the land and cultivated it and overcame all kinds of hurdles
Right.
to.
Built their own homes and lived on their own out somewhere away from civilization, yet they managed to do just fine. They had the skills necessary to take care of themselves. Our listener said, "What about the people who are committing crimes?" And he refers to black teenagers, which I've covered in previous programs. They're not immigrants, but they are local black teenagers who attack strangers on the street. And as I mentioned, I have covered this in previous programs, to the point that people are afraid to go out at night. In fact, the mayor of our rather small community said, if you knew what happened after midnight in this community, you would never go out at night. And there are gangs who specifically attack others, strangers, and grab their purses. And I would have to look up some of the people that I talked to about this situation. But yes, I have covered this. And it's because they typically get away with it. They can steal purses, they can rape, they can steal cell phones, and they get away with it. If you look at all of the crimes that have not been solved, if you look at all of the rape cases that have not been solved in any given community because of the lack of adequate facilities, the lack of officers and technology and whatever they need to track down. You have DNA, but you have cases backed up for years, and people get away with their crimes. Particularly, I hear about it in Chicago, where the gun laws are extremely strict, and yet there's shootings in the every weekend, and yet you can't buy a gun in Chicago.
Right. It's all about making the society catering sensibilities of these minorities. And you saw there was a recent case of these celebrities like Rihanna and Beyonce coming out in favor of this black guy who was convicted of the rape and murder of a white woman years ago. And of course, the black celebrities just instantly assume that this guy is falsely convicted. They want to talk about racial bias. Like, if that guy was not black, they would not be campaigning for him. And yet, they want to talk about racial bias, right? Like, this is how it works with these people. And yeah, these black teenagers are running around playing knockout game and attacking whites. And they usually get away with it. Now, they won't get away with it if they do it if they attack a Jew. And there's been increasing racial tensions between blacks and Jews in New York, which I think is great. Those two groups should war with each other. Fine. We're finally seeing the fruits of multiculturalism manifest in their own neighborhoods, right? So they're going to get a taste of their own medicine. But fortunately for Jews, they usually don't have to deal with this because they live in such enclosed communities.
Right, for sure. And they don't have to deal with it. They can go out in their chauffeur-driven cars and avoid all of that. Okay, we will be right back after words from our sponsors.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead. To change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Brandon Martinez, and his website is alt-right.com. And we were talking about gangs, and during the break, back in, I looked up some people that I've had on the program before, and it was back in 2016 that I interviewed two gentlemen, Marlon Newbern and Colin Flaherty, and Flaherty wrote a book titled "Don't Make the Black Kids Angry: The Hoax of Black Victimization and Those Who Enable It," and it came out in 2015. And another book that he wrote was White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence to America and How the Media Ignore It. And he also wrote about, Knockout Game a Lie, Chinese Girl in the Ghetto, and it's all about mob violence, usually black-on-white crime, and this thing called the knockout game. And Marlon Newbern is a clinical psychologist with a focus on forensic psychology. And for 34 years, he worked for the court system for many years and as a prison psychologist. And he knows all about the perpetrators of crime, street predators, and insane judges. And so it isn't just about the people who are committing the crime or their mentality, but it's about the judges also who feel that they need to protect these victims, actually not the victims, but they need to protect the perpetrators of this violence. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that the justice system is obviously biased for minorities and not against them. We saw that with Jussie Smollett. We see that with many cases where black people are not prosecuted for committing violent assaults, unprovoked, against whites. But of course, the reverse would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just how it works in America and across the Western world. We've seen throughout Europe, every time there's a rape kind of situation or a sexual molestation or something by a refugee or a brown immigrant, the sentences they're getting are ludicrous. They're like less than a year. It's like 6 months suspended sentence. They're getting the most lenient sentences possible because these judges are leftists who sympathize with brown people, who support this leftist Marxist agenda to disenfranchise whites. I mean, there's no other real explanation for it other than that. We saw in England, the grooming gangs don't even get prosecuted. The police specifically say, we're not going to prosecute it because then we will be called racists, and we don't want a racist scandal, do we? And so this is the reality. If you have dark colored skin, you have almost impunity to do what you want. Now, not always the case, but like there are many, many examples where we can point to where people who are not white get off or get very lenient sentences. It's solely based on their racial origin, right? And you mentioned before how the commercials are depicting men as these weak kind of beta males who are doing laundry in the house, and they're trying to reverse the gender roles. They're trying to break down the idea of traditional gender norms. And so they're trying to depict men as the weak, kind of weak, and the ones who should be looking after children, and carrying the child on his shoulder and so forth. And then they're saying the woman should be the opposite. The woman should be out winning the bread and being the breadwinner of the household. And so this is part and parcel of what these Marxists have been conspiring to do for centuries, which is to totally obliterate the nuclear family, gender roles, and anything associated with that. But not only the gender roles, you've seen commercials from Gillette, the razor company, attacking men and saying, masculinity is toxic and all this nonsense. And they also have commercials from Gillette promoting transgenders. There was a commercial where a black transgender, so a female to male transgender, was performing her first shave. So this is insane, because obviously this razor company is out to make money, and they're pandering to like this tiny demographic, right? Like, how many female to male transgenders are there in the West? Like, not very many. It's got to be less than like 0.5%, right? And so why are they doing this? It's obviously Marxism embedded with corporations.
Right. Oh my gosh, I didn't ever think of that. Okay, we will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Martinez. He is the author of Grand Deceptions, Zionist Intrigue in the 20th and 21st Centuries. Now, I remember when I was growing up that there was a person that my father worked with who was apparently gay. I didn't know what they were talking about at the time, of course, but he was it was considered, just from what my parents, how they referred to him, that this was something that was unusual and certainly, you know, it was of concern. And then they also referred to Perry Mason as Fairy Mason or Fairy Payson or something like that. And I didn't know what they were talking about then. And it was something that was viewed as, oh my gosh, this is a negative thing. And now it's so common, and they're promoting it and pushing it, and it's just kind of an amazing difference of opinion and attitude. And if we, right. And also that we have Black History Month, and we have a Spanish History Month, and we have, what about white history? But if you bring up something like that, then it's considered, oh my gosh, that's terrible. You shouldn't be doing that. That's prejudicial.
So in a country founded by Europeans, it is considered anathema. It is considered to be an affront to everybody's sensibilities to talk about white history. So, and this is a reality in countries that were founded by whites. Like, did the founding fathers of America, if they could envision what was happening, what would happen, you know, 150 years, 200 years after they founded the country, they would be vomiting profusely, because obviously this is the opposite of what they had in mind, where the founding stock of the country is despised, is spat on, is attacked routinely, is demeaned, is portrayed as evil in movies, and portrayed as stupid in commercials, and is unable to organize politically on racial grounds, yet all the other groups are encouraged to do so. So this whole Marxist campaign of inculcating an idea of that there's white privilege and that white people are just so well off and lording it over the others, this is obviously just an inversion of reality, right? In no white country can a white nationalist become the president. He would be completely railroaded out of there. And yet 50 years ago, that was the norm, right? All of these Western countries took for granted that these were countries that would remain European and be preserved as such. But today, that is considered to be the ultimate evil, thanks to our Marxist/Jewish media outlets that demonize anything that is pro-white. But they are pro-Jewish. So, you know, my question to them is, these are the eight groups like the ADL go around, and you look at their Twitter feed, and they are promoting Israeli settlements in Palestine, where these Jews are colonizing land with the exclusive aim of expanding the racial boundaries of Israel. And the ADL is defending this process of racial colonization by Jews, and yet at the same time attacks any white person who says, we just want to stop immigration. And so we have to live with this despicable, horrendous double standard, where Jews have racial supremacy for their race in Israel and seek to subvert any kind of attempt to make that society multicultural. But then they are hoisting this multicultural rainbow flag over every white European country. You've seen the video of Barbara Spector.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
We will make Europe multicultural, and Jews will lead the effort, and we will be hated for doing so. Well, let's make Israel multicultural. I think Israel should embrace diversity and have large-scale immigration from sub-Saharan African countries and see how they like it, right?
Yes. It is very interesting, too, that we look at the so-called Christian churches in this country and how they view what is going on in the world and how they support people that are spreading hatred. And those churches have been infiltrated. And you're not... Oh, the other thing, too, when I was in Israel in 99, I was with a church group, and we were instructed, absolutely instructed, do not in any way attempt to talk about religion or to do any proselyting among the population. So visitors are instructed, at least in my particular, in the group that I was traveling with, were instructed not to bring up any ideas that they should incorporate broader thinking over there or other the ideas of other countries or other religions. We were to just keep our mouths shut, spend money, and visit the sites that were predetermined, sites of where we were to go. And it's also very interesting that the church that I'm familiar with spent millions of dollars in Israel, revamping the country, painting, building buildings, giving millions to make Jerusalem into this beautiful, beautiful place. And yet that same group of religionists could not go in and say, could not introduce or talk about their religion. And yet the government there was quite willing to take the millions of dollars that this church group spent in their country.
I find it incredible that a lot of these Christians, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
These Christians, they will say that they will oppose so-called racism, or they will oppose white nationalism, and say and cite the Bible and cite various passages of the Bible to justify multiculturalism. Yet at the same time, they are fanatically supporting the racialism of the Jews, so that the Jews they champion and cheerlead for Jewish racial nationalism in Israel, right? It is a state that was formed exclusively on racial grounds. They have an immigration policy where they do DNA tests to prove Jewishness of the incoming people, and they adorn all their flags and their fighter jets with Jewish symbols. This is a state that is rooted in ethno-nationalism for the Jewish race. And you have Christians who support multiculturalism for America, yet they support the most fanatical, visceral Jewish supremacism in Israel. It makes no sense whatsoever. These people are co-opted. They're being paid by Jews to do this. Netanyahu, he's been the prime minister of Israel since 2005 or so. And in 2003, he stated that the greatest threat to Israel was not even the Palestinian militant groups, but was the Arab population inside of Israel, who present a demographic threat to the country. And it quotes him in the Haaretz. He says that Israeli Arabs are a grave threat because they will tilt the demographic balance of the country. He said if the percentage of Arab citizens rises above its current level of 20%, Israel will not be able to remain both Jewish and democratic. If there is a demographic problem, and there is, it is with the Israeli Arabs who will remain Israeli citizens. And he said Netanyahu warned that a Jewish majority was necessary for Israel to remain both Jewish and democratic. If their numbers will reach 35 to 40% of the country, then the Jewish state will be annulled. He said that if Arabs remain at 20%, it will also not be good and will be tense in a violent situation. So he wants to remove those Arabs from the Jewish state. He recently said that he received criticism from some Israeli celebrity, and he said, Israel is not a state of all citizens. It is a state for the Jews. He built a border wall with Syria and Egypt.
Right.
And he said, we're building these walls to keep out the wild animals and to sustain the country as a Jewish state. So this is the greatest hypocrisy of our times. We're told by Jews that the Nazis were evil because they were nationalists and because they kicked Jews out of power. But look what they do in Israel. They don't allow any non-Jew to gain any prominent position of power. These Arabs that live in Israel are just the serfs, the slaves who do all the low-skilled labor jobs for the Jews. They're just a slave class, and they keep them around just to kind of do all the dirty jobs that Jews don't want to do, while maintaining their grip on the country. So how was Hitler bad for removing Jews from influential control in Germany? Jews do the same thing in Israel. So they have no moral high ground to condemn Hitler. If Hitler is bad for removing Jews, then Israel is bad for removing. And so they have no grounds with which to criticize Hitler. It's just that simple. So anytime a Jew comes out and says Hitler was evil, just point out that Jews have the exact same policy of Hitler in their own state for their own race, and it's based on Judaism itself.
Well, the fact that they were even allowed to go into a populated area and start taking over the farms and the homes and the cities and the orchards and the vineyards and everything else that have been there for a very, very long time is very egregious, because it was not like there was this big empty place there for them to come to. It was a populated area, and if you look at a map from 1948, you'll find that it was populated, and they came in, and they were actually if you go back the Versailles Treaty and things that happened after World War I, you will find that there was a plot, a schedule, or a way, a methodology, where this group of people would steal the land from the inhabitants that were already there. And yet, when we talk about, say, for instance, the Native Americans, the Europeans who came in and destroyed large populations or made an entire population of Native Americans move, such as with the Trail of Tears in the southern states, then there's condemnation. And you just can't go in and steal a whole area and say, well, this was meant to be ours because somebody gave it to you. Well, it was a government that issued these policies, and they didn't have any right. They had to destroy the Ottoman Empire in order to make that happen. They gave away land that they didn't have title to people who should have remained where they were, because they did have a place in Russia, at Birbijan, what is the name of that area? A huge area. And it wasn't as if they didn't have a place to live and to grow and to experience the same nationalism. Why did they have to come in and take country, a country that was already populated, and steal the assets?
Well, it's because it's all part of their religious beliefs and fantasies to reclaim that territory, and they had to do so through a campaign of brute force and terror. Right? They even had to commit terrorism against the British to force them to allow Jewish boats to go in, to allow unlimited Jewish immigration, because they're trying to expand the state. So they sent bombs to the British politicians' houses and so forth. They blew up the King David Hotel.
Right.
All of that Jewish terrorism is swept under the rug. Now, my position today is that if Jews are going to claim that that they have a right to have an ethnostate, well, then why can't white people have an ethnostate? And why do Jews oppose white people from having an ethnostate? And they do, because you look at every country where white people exist, Jews are leading the effort to prevent nationalism from taking root. They are leading the effort to have white advocates prosecuted for hate speech. They're leading the effort to implement laws that would make it illegal to question mass immigration and displacement of whites. They have already implemented Holocaust denial laws to prevent people from investigating the claims of World War II. And so my question to the Jews is, you have your own ethnostate and you demand that it be pure. So why are you opposing white people doing it? They have no moral high ground to stand on. They are hypocrites. They are pursuing a dualist psychopathic agenda where they want to force everyone to mix except for themselves, because this also is part of their Jewish religious prophecy, where the Goyim nations will all be mixed up and shattered, and then they will rule the world from Jerusalem. Right? They speak about this openly.
Right. Right. All righty, we're going to a quick break. We'll be right back. And we'll take phone calls in the next hour.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Brandon Martinez. And the other thing, too, is, of course, the USS Liberty on June 8th of 67, where, and that is just one event. When you consider that the political leaders of other countries have also assisted, greatly assisted, the resettlement, then you have to question, well, how did they, what did they do to get these politicians in other countries to support these plans? And certainly that's a legitimate question that you have to ask. And it's just happened all over.
And the answer to that is that they have all the power and all the money to be able to bribe Western politicians to do what they want.
Right.
Or terrorize them into doing it, as they did with the with those Jewish groups in Palestine, when they weren't successful in bribing the British politicians to do everything that they wanted, resorted to terror, and yet today you don't hear anything about it. It's never discussed. It's basically covered up. I mean, the British government is involved in covering up the attacks on their own soldiers. I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, that just tells you these people are completely bought and paid for by Jews to serve the interests of Jews. And my position is, no, these people are British or they're American, and they should be serving the interests of their own people, not of Jews. Jews have a loyalty to Israel. They are disloyal citizens and have this foreign attachment. And so they should go to Israel. If that is what they believe, and that's the country that they're loyal to, then they should leave. They're basically occupying our countries as subversives who have no loyalty, who have no commitment to our countries. They're disloyal elements in our society. So they should all go to Israel. If that's their mission, was to have Israel as a Jewish state, then why don't all the Jews go and live there? They refuse to do so because they want the best of both worlds. They want to have this hub, this enclave to flee to when they get into trouble, but they also want to be able to swindle the goyim in all of our countries at the same time.
Right, and there's a lot of dual citizens, and you find that I think that that's a problem. I think people should decide where their loyalties lay, and go from there. But then when you think of where their loyalties lay, it's just very interesting that, as you've pointed out, that a lot of these people stay in New York or Florida or wherever, and they didn't really want to settle in the country and have to set up the establishment and do some hard work. They do support the state of Israel. Okay, we'll be right back. It's top of the hour, and we'll take phone calls in the next hour. Be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.